Good afternoon. My name is Herb Harrison. I'm your host of the Buzzcast here at 733rd Marketing Group. And today we have Ms. Veronica West, who is the Supervisory HR Specialist for Joint Base Langley Eustis. So first and foremost, let me say good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Veronica. I am the Supervisory Human Resource Specialist here on Joint Base Langley Eustis at the Eustis location.
Talk about some of the benefits that also come with some of the positions here that we have open and available.
Okay, so first of all, I'd like to say that anyone can work for the government based on their qualifications, mm-hmm. if they're able to get a satisfactory background check clearance. You don't have to be necessarily affiliated with the government. Anyone can apply for a position to work for the government.
So basically anyone off the street can come and apply for a position. And if they get accepted or however that process works, but anyone can come in and apply.
That is correct. That is correct. Anyone can apply. There's always this misunderstanding that you have to have been in the military or you have to have known someone or been married to someone in the military, but that is not the case. Anyone can work if they're selected, mm-hmm. Qualified, and like I said, everyone has to do a background security clearance. Anyone can work for the government.
So the main thing is you go to, what is it, USA Jobs, and if you see a position that you're interested in, then you apply. And regardless of, you know, what your affiliation is or isn't, anyone is able to apply for those positions that are posted.
That is correct. That is the key, to be able to go to the usajobs.gov website and apply. If you see something that you're interested in or you see something that you know or you feel that you're qualified for, that is the website that you would go to apply.
Okay. What are some of the additional benefits that come with working for the government?
So depending on the position that you are selected for, we have what we consider regular positions, which are regular part-time or regular full-time. Those regular positions offer various amounts of benefits. For example, you'll have the option to have 401k and retirement, dental benefits, medical benefits. Those are the types of benefits that are offered for the regular positions.
Mm-hmm. From what I understand, that they I think we're allowed to go to the BX.
That
I
is
believe.
Correct. They just changed that rule or that law. Or pass that law where civilians do have the option to go to the post exchange. Mm-hmm. We've always been able to go to the bowling center or mm-hmm. golf course or go to the club, the mm-hmm. Fort Eustis Club to get food. The gym, which mm-hmm. is also free. Those options are for anyone, any civilian that has access to the military installation.
Oh, yeah. So that works for me. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. As far as your position, how long have you been doing the HR specialist position here at Joint Base Langley Eustis?
Well, let me just say, I've actually enjoyed almost 40-year career working for the government. I started out in Army Lodging, and then I progressed to HR. Mm-hmm. The current position that I'm in now, I've only been in for 3 years.
Okay.
However, I have worked for the Human Resource Office since actually 2011.
Mm-hmm.
10 years now.
And so you've been working for the government for
Yes,
how long?
I have.
How long has that been?
It's been actually since 1987, I've been working for the government.
And so for you, for instance, what are some of the benefits that you've seen, even from then to now, that you can kind of attest to?
Well, a lot of times people don't realize that you have the option to progress. Mm-hmm. They think you might start out in one position and you're stuck. That is not the case. If you've prepared yourself, you've done the necessary training, you've updated your resume, you or any employee, civilian employee, can move around, meaning they can apply for other positions within the government.
Mm.
You're not stuck in one particular position.
Got it. And I guess one of the other benefits, too, is the fact that you've got military bases everywhere.
True.
You know, so you can be in a position here, we'll just say in Virginia, and then, for instance, if you, for some reason, you've got to move or say you've got to go overseas somewhere, you have the opportunity and the ability to kind of possibly do the same thing wherever it is that you may be going.
That's true. It would be up to that particular employee if they wanted to go on USA Jobs to see if there is another job that they might be interested in, maybe in the same field that they're in, or maybe they want to switch professions or switch fields. You would just go to the usajobs.gov and look to see whatever particular state, or if you just want to stay within that military installation, you would just select what state you're looking for.
Got it. And that's always, you know, that's always a good thing. Just, you know, because I know a lot of people that work for the government, you know, they start, but they have a tendency to stay.
Yes.
They stay with the government, kind of establish their careers there, and do well. And once you kind of get in that system, and as you said as well, being able to progress. What are some of the educational opportunities that may be available as well once you kind of get into a position?
Yes, there are certain positions within non-appropriated funds, which is what we are, which is still part of the government, that offers tuition assistance.
Got it. So you can go to school. They will offer and kind of help you pay to go to school. Now, is there a commitment or anything after that? So, for instance, if I decide that I want to go to school, I get the tuition assistance. I have a 4.0 GPA. Is it something that I have to do? Do I have to commit? Hey, after I get my degree, I got to stay and work for?
Yes.
Okay. And normally, what does that consist of?
So there are a series of forms that that employee would have to submit to the NAF Careers, which is in San Antonio.
That's
where our Air Force Services point of contact is located. Those forms will be submitted to the NAF Careers, and then they're the ones who would actually monitor that process itself.
I've had conversations with a lot of people that started off in one position, but then you've seen them progress. Stability is also good, too.
Absolutely. We have a lot of employees who've been working for, like I said, to the point where they can retire whenever they feel they're ready to retire. And another positive or a good point about working for the non-appropriate funds is not only do you have a retirement annuity, you also have the 401k savings plan. A lot of times people think retirement is just that one annuity, but you have those two different savings plans for your future when you're ready to retire.
Got it. So once again, for you guys that are just tuning into the Buzzcast, we are having a conversation with Ms. Veronica West. She is the supervisory HR specialist for Joint Base Langley-Eustis, and she's just kind of talking about some of the benefits of working for the government in comparison to, you know, because we've had a lot of conversations about some of the positions and jobs and, you know, ultimately, why should somebody want to come and work for the government?
So we have several jobs that are continuously being announced. But to answer your question specifically, if you're looking for some stability, as you mentioned a few minutes ago, if you're looking for a place where you can get your foot in the door, or you want to change your profession, or maybe you start out in one profession and you want to move around to something else. I mean, you can apply for as many positions that you think you're qualified for. Just having the ability to retire at one by staying at one job and not having to jump around, or the tuition assistance, the access to the installation, both Langley and Fort Eustis, you know, the ability to, you know, make connections with people that can maybe give you some advice on your profession or on your career as you move through the, you know, you're working as you're working here. So there's so many different, and the fact that, you know, you, a lot of people, like I mentioned before, feel like they have to be affiliated with the military somehow, you know, just that, just having that stability and having that option to stay at one job and to retire or to progress throughout your career. There's a lot of positives in working for the government, specifically for non-appropriated funds here on Joint Base Langley-Eustis. I am an example of that.
And I was about to ask you that. So, for instance, with you, what made you stay?
What made me stay? It provided a good living for me. I also felt like I was able to progress. I was able to go back to school to get my bachelor's degree. I just felt like that I mattered. When you work with people who take the time, you know, and they notice your accomplishments, So, yeah, I just felt like I made a difference.
Got it. Got it. Yeah. I think that's key. I think the having the ability to be in a position to where you feel like you matter, mm-hmm. I think that says a lot. All of the benefits that come with it, access to a host of different programs, whether it's the gym, whether I think we even mentioned, I guess, the PX.
Yes. The bowling center.
The bowling golf center, course, golf, a lot of recreational, yes. You know, especially when you have family, you know, that's key. I don't think they know about all of the different opportunities that are available outside of, well, this job pays this much an hour.
That is true. That is true. Unfortunately, we try as hard as we try to get our information out there for people just so that it can come and check us out. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes they might feel like it's not a good fit. But then when they realize, well, maybe this section here is not for me, but then maybe I'm going to try this mm-hmm. and it might work for me. But then once they do get access, or then they realize everything that they have available to them, mm-hmm. then they feel like, okay, this is something that I think I can do mm-hmm. for a long period of time.
And then there's so many different types of positions.
Yes, they are. We have, for example, we have child care positions. Mm-hmm. We have lifeguard positions over here at our aquatic center, mm-hmm. Bowling center. We have cashiers or cook positions at the club, the golf course. We have recreation aid positions, administrative assistant positions if you want to work in a clerical setting. Mm-hmm. There are just several options and different types of positions mm-hmm. depending on what your background is.
Got it. And so, and once again, the best way to find out about these positions is to go on to USA Jobs to where you can just kind of put the keywords in, search for the positions, and then ultimately apply. And then once again, these positions are open to anyone.
It is usajobs.gov.
.gov.
Yes. And yes, you're correct. You would go onto that website and you would search. There's several different ways you mm-hmm. can actually type in. If you know the position's title,
okay.
you can type in NAF, which is N-A-F, stands for non-appropriated funds. You could type in for this location, Fort Eustis, Virginia. So there's several different ways that you can search to see what's available. Mm-hmm. We always suggest to type in NAF.
Okay.
And then if you're looking for Langley, you would just put Langley, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Or if you're looking for Eustis, Fort Eustis, there's a drop-down list. You type in Eustis, and then you will select that.
Got it. Okay. All right. Well, once again, I want to say thank you for stopping by. If for instance, if anyone that's listening has any questions, how can they reach you? Do you have an email? Do they have a way that they can get in touch with you or your office?
We have a main line.
Okay.
Which would be 757-878-2107.
Got it. Okay.
We also have an email address that's listed in the USA Jobs website.
Okay.
Once you type in NAF, mm-hmm. and then at the bottom of the page, it lists the email address if you wanted to reach out that way as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks again. Thank you for stopping by, hanging out with us here on the Buzzcast. Do you have anything that you would like to say as far as to anyone that may be listening that's kind of on the fence? Well, you know, I'm thinking about here or here. Anything that you would have to say in order to, hey, you guys, come on over here, look over here.
I would just like to say, please come and check us out. You just never know. You might find something that you really enjoy. Anybody can apply as long as you meet the qualifications and you're able to have a satisfactory security clearance. Anybody can be selected as well. So just come and check us out. You do not have to be affiliated with the military. Anybody can apply.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, once again, want to say thank you for stopping by, hanging out with us on the Buzzcast. Once again, my name is Herb Harrison, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you.